of all things, a message for me. In 1898, President David O. McKay, 1873 through 1970, was Elder McKay, and he was homesick while serving as a missionary in Scotland. He had been in the city of Stirling for a few weeks and was discouraged. One day on their way into town, he and his companion noticed an unfinished building. Over the front door, President McKay later said, was a stone arch, something unusual in a residence. And what was still more unusual, I could see from the sidewalk that there was an inscription chiseled in the arch. When I approached near enough, this message came to me, not only in the stone, but as if it came from one in whose service we were engaged. Whate'er thou art, act well thy part. Conference Report, October 1956, page 91. Elder McKay took this message to heart, and he made his mind up to act his part well as a missionary and throughout his lifetime of service. Today, the original stone from Scotland is in the Church Museum of History and Art in Salt Lake City, Utah, while a replica is in the Missionary Training Center in Provo, Utah. Find your life. There is a power in the Book of Mormon which will begin to flow into your lives the moment you begin a serious study of the book. You will find greater power to resist temptation. You will find the power to avoid deception. You will find the power to stay on the straight and narrow path. The scriptures are called the words of life, Doctrine and Covenant, section 84, verse 85, and nowhere is that more true than it is of the Book of Mormon. When you begin to hunger and thirst after those words, you will find life in greater and greater abundance. Enzyme, November 1986, page 7. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 through 1994. Building for Eternity. When their bishop challenged them to read the Book of Mormon in a year, the youth of the Spring Creek Ward in Mendon, Utah, got right to work building a temple. For each five chapters they read, each young man or woman would write his or her name on a craft stick to be attached to a model temple built of foam board. The young men and their leaders completed two of the walls. The young women and their leaders completed the other two, and the bishopric covered the roof. They all got together to celebrate finishing the Book of Mormon and the temple at the end of the year. And there's a picture accompanying this article with a picture of the model temple. Do you know who any of your great-grandmothers were? Have you ever done baptisms for the dead? The New Era wants to hear about your experiences while doing family history and temple work for the dead. Send your true stories to New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. We bear testimony not only through our words, but also through our lives. President James E. Faust, Ensign, March 1997, page 2. End of the section of All Things. Be humble.